Welcome to this week's episode of News of the North. It's March 20th, 2018, and I am your substitute host, Anton Bergeron, here with my substitute co-host, Guillaume La Machine.
Hello.
Hello, Guillaume.
Oh my God, I'm on the podcast.
Yeah, long time no hear you. Usually Steve is the official substitute, I would say.
Yeah. I'm the substitute.
Yeah.
Co-host, well,
substitute square. Yeah, Paul and Steve are preparing for Adepticon, which we sadly are missing, both of us. But so we are doing it together this time, and hopefully once again more often. I like doing them with you, even if you say you're the worst of us
of the four. Yeah, yeah. I'm only doing this for the listeners. I mean, dodging the news. It's for the listeners. Paul's not sure. Here, so I have to take jab at myself.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Like, you couldn't just skip it. shortlist this week, and we'll go right in to cut that short if we can, and go back to painting. So, first, we'll talk about the general new releases. And at the top of the list, we have from Big Child Creative, we have Og the Troll on the Chicken Quest, and also Iron Art. Yom, can you talk about those?
Oh, yeah. So, Og the Chicken Quest is one of the characters from the Black Setter line they did, Big Child Creative. It was a bunch of, 75mm scale orc pirates, but they are trolls in the crew. So this is the cook, and he's looking for his chicken. The chicken looks a lot like Hey Hey from Moana. So
yes,
I find it adorable. But it's a really fun, like a dumb troll looking for a chicken. The chicken is resting on his head.
You mentioned that the original models were 75 mil. This one is a bust of that character, right?
Yeah, it's a bust of that character. So they did several busts from their Black Setter line. So I don't know I don't know how many busts they have already, but it's a larger scale. But I mean, it's already a big scale, because even if it's 75 mil from the Black Setters, they are really big. Like standing 90 mil
trolls in 75 mil. So.
Yeah, so they are really, really big. This one is huge normally. So as a bust, I reckon it'll be huge also. But adorable. Like I told you that you spotted some of the miniatures that I wanted to get for myself. Mm-hmm. That's one of them. Oh, it looks super cool. Cool.
The second model is Iron Art.
Iron Art is like a female knight, paladin, holding a sword like a reverse grip in two hands, like she's about to stab the beast.
She looks like she's going to finish a dragon or an ogre or something.
Totally finishing a dragon right there. She's amazing. I mean, she has like actual realistic medieval armor.
Yeah, that's unheard of for a female model.
No boot plate. How can you tell it's a woman? No, but it's a really, really cool looking one. It's a new line they're launching also. There's no, how can I say, no IP really. It's their personal line. So they have more freedom to do whatever they want. It's the first one of that line. So we'll see more in the future, but it's a really strong start.
Yeah, that's also a bust. Sadly, we don't have the exact size of information on the website, but it's very similar to what you will have in the Black Setter line, I assume.
Yeah. So this one, it would be perfect to try non-metallics or even true metallics. There's a clothes, a lot of hair, skin showing, so. You know, they try to put as many elements that a painter can push himself on it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's really cool stuff.
Two nice piece. Og clocks at 45 euros and Iron Art is 38 euros. So, good product. Yeah, good, two good busts. After that, we have from Chimera Models, Helen Claus of Gameld.
Which is like a savage wood elf chicks.
Yeah, wood elf slash... Is she a wood elf or a satyr?
Yeah, she has antlers. So I guess she's a satyr.
Look at her legs. She kind of have the reverse... bottom leg.
Yeah, okay. So it's a... Yeah. Satyr chicks instead of just you elf chicks, sorry.
I just remember Paul mentioned already that I don't remember when, but I mentioned that a model was like a female satyr and said, yeah, satyr are only boys, so she's just a creature.
Well, she's showing a lot of her attributes. I mean, that's...
Oh, yeah, for sure. There's no hiding the fact that she's a female.
But our elements are cool. I mean, she's really savage, like a... I don't know. Like, for me, it's like savage orc. Mm-hmm. Armor and weapons, but on the satyr. So now she's really dynamic. She's a cool-looking model.
Yeah. Another probably bigger piece, and another where we are lacking some of the information about the size.
Yeah, I was looking for price or size.
Yeah, that one right now, it's not available to order as we are recording, okay. But it's going on release on the 21st. So just the day after. So right now there's a contest for it, but it's going on general release the day after the podcast launch. So you'll be able to just wait a couple of hours and probably be able to see it if you listen on the day of the release. And if you wait, she'll be already released.
What's the contest?
It'll be fine.
What's the contest? How does it work? Let people join.
It's not a contest. It's a pre-order campaign, but only available through email without information about the price. So it's just... It's strange. But well, it's probably to get informed by email once it goes and get the rest of the information straight by email instead of having everything on the website. But she'll be on the website on the 21st.
It's a top-notch model.
Oh, yes.
I get why it's on the list. Yeah. Cool.
Next up, we have Kyode, Dragon Blood Brothers by the name Rarys. Out of this world miniatures. So, a lot of words in the title and the campaign. What is it, Yom?
I don't know that company, but the model is like a giant samurai holding a spear, and he's standing next to his dragon brother, which is literally a dragon. Like one of those Japanese, like a long, like a sleek and airy dragon.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lots of details in that model. It's really cool. It's really cool. He stands like in the middle of his dragon brother, like circling him, but
yeah,
standing
on
his feet.
Kind of intertwined. He goes on his side a bit like he was petting him on the side, like a giant dog, but a dog with a giant tail that goes around him. So,
there's a million cool details model on that. Wow.
Yeah. The samurai himself has the Oni mask, the red mask with the teeth.
The Oni mask, yeah.
Yeah.
And the ceremonial armor, all the things with the huge... No, I don't know. I was about to say the name, but I realized...
Of the weapon? Know. No, yeah, I couldn't find that. I couldn't remember
but
it
that's
either.
Not that, and somebody will point that out. But just the samurai by himself would be a nice model.
Yeah.
The dragon.
So this one,
else.
We have the scale. It's a 54 millimeter scale.
Cool.
However, we don't have a price either. Where is it? I'm sure we have it. It's €60 for the pair. So you get the dragon and the samurai together. on their base, so for 60 euros.
But it's huge.
Yeah, it's not small for sure.
No, even for a 54 mil, it's huge.
So, after that, by Spira Mirabilis Miniatures, I don't want to go to school.
I don't want to go to school. Oh, that's the second one I really want. Oh, it's, oh man, it's so cool. It's like a father gnome taking his kid gnome to school. So he has a bust.
Yeah, when we say gnome, it's like the forest gnomes, like David the gnome with his red hat.
The red corny hat. Yep. So the kid is on his back. It's a bust of the father, and the kid is on his back, like he's holding his kid behind his back, and the kid has like his school books and stuff like that, and he doesn't look too happy, the kid.
No, he doesn't. Like
he's pouting, and the father is laughing. Oh wow, man, this has so much possibilities. It's so cute.
Really, really a nice piece.
Yeah.
I like the fact that they call it 1/2 scale, but it's only 9 centimeter high. So it's real scale for gnomes. Which is cool. It's cast in resin, only 4 pieces, and it comes at 45 euros for the pair. In the end, another pair. I really like them. I like the small detail, like the bell, not the bell, but the small bell on the kid's belt next to the book, so he doesn't get lost, or his father doesn't lose him.
Oh, well, yeah.
Next, we have Art Miniatures, the Centurion for the Lost Legion.
Mm-hmm. So it's a Roman bust of a centurion with the airy crown. How do you say that? Anyway.
The crest, maybe?
Crest. Like, I'm doing something to, like, I'm showing the movement to Antoine. It's really useful.
Doing moves on the camera for an audio podcast sure doesn't help a lot, Guillaume.
But the point to take notice of, it's an undead centurion.
Yes, so it's a skeleton head instead of being a tanned Roman legionnaire. So
you can tell it's a highly decorated officer with his like armor and coif. But undead guy with glowy eyes. Yeah.
So this one is 1/9 scale, and so about 200 millimeter high, so about 8 inches, and is priced at 42 euros. We then have, by Phantasm Miniatures, Drokos, Fang of the Desert.
Fang of the Desert, which is an orc bust, like a savage-ish orc bust, with no hair. Finally, an orc with no hair. I have a thing for orcs with no hair. Yeah, so it's a new company, Phantasm Miniature. It's their first bust. We have a friend, Mad Max from Quebec City, the king of Quebec City, who painted one. Well, there's two box art, and Maxim did one, and Paolo, another guy from Italy, did the second one. So. We have a star in Quebec, but no, it's a huge piece first, and there's a lot of modular details. Like, it come in several pieces, and you can like put pieces where you want, basically.
Oh, I didn't know that part.
Yeah, it doesn't show on the, but like the shoulder pads comes apart. The there's like a buffalo skull, I guess, like a longhorn skull on the shoulder pad. It comes apart too. You can put it elsewhere. The feather, it can be put elsewhere. So you can customize it a bit.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. It's really big. It's a really big one.
Yeah. Speaking of size, it's another 1/9 scale. So 110 millimeter from top to bottom, which is about just over 4 inches. The regular price is £40, but right now, as it's in pre-order, it's reduced to £35. Cool. Another cool bust. Lots of bust this week.
Lots of bust. It's like this cast was made for me.
Yeah, that, exactly. I'll tell it for you when I do the research. And we're going to break that right now because we have, by Steamforged Games, the new Guild Ball Rookies.
Oh, so that wasn't for me? Okay.
No, not really.
So take it away, Antoine.
Yeah, okay. So this is a line, one of the new league, which they call the Rookie Leagues. It's one of the thing people have asked from Guild Ball is like experience on some players or having games matter from like the states of the game matter from one to the other. So they have done a special format, which is called the Rookie League, where one of your player, there's a specific player in each guild that to which it happens, and you start him with a rookie card with just basic rules. And as you play, you can unlock special rules, and there are alternate cards to use those. And they have sculpted alternate models for those rookies. So instead of playing with the normal miniature, you can play with a rookie variant of it. You could still play with the other, the regular miniature of the same name, but for people who like the alternates. There's one available for every faction. They are web store exclusive, and I don't know if they are time limited. So if that interests you, you should at least take a look and go on their website. We have a link in the show notes as usual. And you have one, I think, for every faction.
I like that it's like a younger version of each. So it's like a Fangtooth before he was super gross.
Or Mash before he was fat.
Before he was fat. He was like, E-Mash! I have the power! The way he holds himself. Yeah. Like super beefy. But not fat.
I can like see that what Boiler, Esther saw in him. Which is already a kid. Smaller.
Yeah. Just a younger kid. Oh, Wendell before he got hit in the head, I guess.
Yeah, probably. It doesn't look that bright anyway. Even in that for a variant. So I was saying they were all there. I see the blacksmith one. I wasn't sure there was a blacksmith model, but there is one which is Ferrite, which is one of their captain. One of their masters,
okay.
Which can be a captain. So in that variant, she probably can't be used as a master, so probably just as an apprentice then.
That would be fun. Yeah.
Yeah, it's different. So all of them go from $16 to $20 US, depending on the size of the model. So the bigger one, like Rookie Fangtooth and Rookie Mash, are $20, and Wendell. The rest are $16. So it goes with the base size of the normal players in the full game. All the 40 mil base,
yeah, it looks
are
like
$20. Yeah. Makes sense. That one was the last of our regular release, so let's go into the Kickstarter and crowdfunding new projects. The first one by Impact Miniatures and Chibi Capsule, Magical Girls and Monster.
Well, it's a bunch of chibis, so next. No, sorry. I'm just kidding.
So this is something like the... Yeah, it's right there. The 8 Chibi Project by Impact Miniature. This one is a bit special because it's done in partnership with Chibi Capsule, which is a newish company. They have a Patreon for STL files for all chibi miniatures, but they are partnering to have a specific line, their Magical Girls, done in collaboration with Impact. So Impact will cast them either on demand or for the bigger, the model more in demand, they'll be spin cast and resin. So lots of variant, you have small models. You also have what they call their magical riders, because they are all kind of mounts. Those are just the artworks, but I really like Akna and Russ, the small Eskimo on Mors.
Looking.
I'm drawing a blank.
I'm drawing
on my name.
Also a blank.
No. A walrus. But the walrus is wearing the Ariat and goggles too, so he's pretty fun.
Oh, it's worth checking out the Kickstarter if you like shibis. Some are really adorable. I like the monsters the best. I mean, the girls are cute, but the monsters all kind of cute, like all of them. The gnoll, giant lizard.
You probably like the Yuzagi, the small rabbit robot.
Yes. Yeah.
There was no question there.
But even the Dogo, it's nice. Yeah. No, they're all nice.
So let's look at numbers. There's a big list of pledges available depending on how much stuff you want. If you just want some, want a lot, so you can determine in the list, see what you want, and choose a pledge accordingly. They were looking for a really small number, $450 US. They are right now over 5,000. So it's going well, over 10 times their pledge, their goal. So it's a pretty short Kickstarter, only 10 days at the moment of the recording. So if everything stays on this track, they will be funded on Thursday, March 29th. After that, we have from Printable Scenery, The Lost Islands, 3D printable terrain for RPG and war game.
So it's a bunch of ships and houses and towers and everything you can think of. even like more like a savage or like ancient civilization. I don't know what this means.
Yeah, I think savages are the
tribal. Tribal. I was looking for the word tribal.
Yeah, the name of that specific line is the Lost Tribes, so it fits.
No.
you would have there's two. You have boats and all kinds of terrains, house, everything. So for the two, so you have what looks more like a regular port stone house, and you have the Lost Tribes that. Eight items that they have ships, but mostly terrain, and those looks like orcs buildings, really.
Yep.
More than anything else.
Yep. I was trying not to say orcs because I talk about orcs all the time. So I was trying to
clearly aim at orcs for sure. You don't have to hide from it.
Yeah. So you know when you play Warcraft and you play the orcs, the buildings you make, they look like that.
That's exactly that. though everything here is the files to print yourself on your side. The project is doing well, so they are in the unlocking part of new stretch goals. And in the stretch goals, they have added a third line, so you can get some undead ships too. Even more variants.
And the project in theory, it's 3D printed, so you can adapt that to the scale you want.
Yeah, for sure. They are probably aiming at a specific size by doing them, probably something around 28 to 30 mil. But if you want, you can reduce it and print them, depending on the quality of your printer. You can print smaller and still get the details without losing them through the print line.
I'm looking at the ships. Imagine that kind of ship at 32 mil scale. That's like,
impressive they're probably pieces. Yeah, a lot of parts probably. Yeah. So they were looking for 500 New Zealand dollars. They are right now at over 80,000. So they're doing well. Let's say. This is not the first Kickstarter by Printable Scenery, so they do have experience behind them and probably a following, so it helps. As a lot of experts on crowdfunding mentioned, when you crowdfund, you need to bring the crowd to the project, and they have it, so that works for them. They still have just under 2 weeks left to go, and if nothing changed, they will be funding on Monday, April 2nd. Last project for this week by Dave Taylor Miniatures, Armies and Legion and Ords.
It's basically, it's a book. I mean, Dave Taylor is a big name, obviously. I mean, everybody in the hobby, especially if you're playing armies with like tabletop games with large armies, you probably know the name. I'm thinking about 40K. You probably know the guy.
Mainly, yeah.
So it's a book with like giving it's like giving a lot of tips and tricks on how to mass paint and take pictures of those armies to bring them like to the full potential. So
and also showcasing his work.
Yeah. So it's.
It's a lot of projects just right in this, right from the start. He lists 9 different projects. And as the project unfold and the unlock, they are adding extra content, either being a new format for the book, going from a regular PDF to an interactive one, or adding complete new topics or new armies that he's covering. Or even one of the section is scratch building and kit bashing. So it's a whole section about how he does it and the way he thinks about creating new projects just based on artwork or categories or stuff like that.
Yeah. So basically, if you play like Age of Sigmar 40K, you might want to look into this book.
Yeah. Or if you're into conversion or customizing your armies, he does it a lot. Almost all of his projects are not straight from the original models. There's conversion everywhere. So that might interest you. The project is going well. There's multiple level depending on what you want. If you just want to back, if you want a PDF, or if you want the real book, both. So I won't go through the whole list. He was aiming for 8,000 US, is right now over 30,000, so it's going well. Still have more than 3 weeks left to go, and if nothing changes and everything goes well, he will be funding on Sunday, April 15th. That was the last of our list. Thanks a lot, Yom.
I survived!
But did you? You in
yes,
your
I
car.
Did. So, we'll see if we are losing listener next week, but I don't think so.
I'll take the blame. If I don't take the blame, somebody will blame me anyway. So
yeah, Paul will blame you for sure.
Yep. Dear Paul.
Well, so thanks a lot, Yom, and see you at the next recording.
All right. Sure. Okay, all right, see you. Bye, Antoine. Bye, guys.
Bye, geeks.
Thanks for listening to Geeks of the North. If you want to contact us, you can email us at geeksofthenorth@gmail.com. Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/geeksofthenorth, or follow us on Twitter at Geeks of the North. You can follow me, Paul, at PRFilio, Antoine at Eltonio Berg, Steve at B_Steve, and if you really feel the need, I guess you can follow Yom. He's at Yomasta. Breaks and outro music by La Drave. You can listen to them at ladrave.bandcamp.com. See you next time, geeks.
Thank you for checking out a United Geeks Network family member. If you enjoyed it and are looking for other online media with a geek culture slant, head over to UnitedGeeksNetwork.com, where you will find Almost Podcast, a fan-driven companion podcast for the Almost Human television show. The United Geeks Network. you can broadcast your geekiness at unitedgeeksnetwork.com.